With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Weekend protests over the killing of George Floyd by police are sounding alarms about the danger of crowds in the viral pandemic. We're joined by Michelle Cortez, a health reporter at Bloomberg News based in Minneapolis. I know, Michelle, here in Chicago, we had our local health officials talking about that, but it's not just here, it's around the country. People are afraid, hey, in the midst of a pandemic, this is going to spread now.
Exactly. When you are having protests going on, you're having thousands and thousands of people gathering, often in cramped spaces, crowding together to try to listen to protesters or watch dancing, sing chants, that sort of thing. You cannot really keep 6 feet of distance between yourself and other people. And if coronavirus is in that crowd, there is a risk that it can go from one person to the next.
And you have many of the people who are in those crowds are young, and conceivably at some point they'll be going home to parents or older siblings, relatives, and that's when it can get extremely dangerous.
Right. Well, at this point, it's just a matter of keeping the virus alive, right? There was some hope that with the summer months that we will have more general distancing, windows are open, the humidity in the air makes it heavier air, it makes it more difficult for droplets to move through the air. And because it's more difficult, we would have less circulation, and that would lower the risk to everybody broadly. But once you bring people in close contact to each other, then you can start seeing it pass from place to place. Certainly, we've seen in a lot of these protests, people are wearing masks. And we've seen in other places, there's been large gatherings, pool parties and that kind of stuff, where there haven't been masks. So it'll be interesting to see how these numbers play out as the days come, to see if masks really are helpful, because in some places we're seeing them.
We have CEOs and business leaders, not all of them, obviously, but many of them voicing support for what's going on for the demonstrators.
Exactly. It's a very interesting time, I think, in American history that corporate leaders are speaking up now. We've seen this before when it comes to things like marriage equality, and the industries really need to have their workers feel supported and move forward in a more equitable basis. We've seen in study after study, actually, that a more diverse leadership team leads to better results. So I think that some progress is being made. Perhaps we did see, again, like with marriage equality, that the corporate involvement made a difference. Now we're seeing people step in. Many of them are saying the looting and the rioting is doing harm to the movement, but they are saying that we need to see more justice in America.
Thanks so much, Michelle Cortez, a health reporter at Bloomberg News.